Usually when we talk about a medical diagnosis, there's this expectation of just extreme precision.
Oh, absolutely. It's very much like engineering.
Right. It's like you break your arm and the x-ray shows that stark, jagged white line across the radius bone.
Yeah, and the doctor just points a pen at the screen and says, "Well, there it is."
Exactly. It's broken. And then we cast it, the bone knits back together over like 6 weeks, and we just move on.
It's entirely linear. I mean, it's cause and effect, completely bounded by biology.
And it's comforting. I mean, we like our universe to be visible, categorized, and predictable. But what happens when you step into a worldview where that x-ray machine is like fundamentally irrelevant?
Right, where the rules just don't apply the same way.
Yeah, where that jagged white line on the bone doesn't take 6 weeks to knit, but just instantly fuses back together in a fraction of a second. Today, we are opening a literal training manual. And I mean, not a collection of vague theological poetry or, a wish list.
No, it's highly structured.
Yeah, it's a hyper-specific operational guide that claims to hold the architectural blueprints of the miraculous. So the text is called Divine Healing and Miracles, a Training Manual by Dr. Lintore Fortuyn.
And, if you are trying to grasp how complex belief systems actually function under the hood, this text just builds a staggering case.
It really does. It presents this continuum of supernatural mechanics tracing all the way from the Bronze Age through the first century church right into modern 20th century biology.
What's fascinating here is the absolute audacity of the premise. I mean, the manual does not ask you to suspend your intellect. It actually demands that you learn a new physics.
A new physics, wow.
Yeah, it treats the supernatural not as random, spooky magic, but as a rigid set of higher laws. If you understand the inputs, the text argues, you can literally command the outputs.
Okay, let's unpack this, because that is a huge claim. Let's start right at the bedrock. According to Fortuyn's manual, what is the fundamental operational difference between natural healing, like what a skilled surgeon does, and divine healing?
Well, it really comes down to which set of laws is governing the outcome.
Okay.
The manual explicitly defines divine healing as a supernatural intervention by God to cure sickness, restore wholeness, or even in some cases, create what is biologically missing.
Which is wild.
Right. And it contrasts this with medicine. Medicine works strictly within the established laws of nature. A doctor uses biology, chemistry, and physics to assist or accelerate the body's natural restorative properties.
So they're just helping the body do what it already does.
Exactly. I mean, a surgeon can stitch a wound, but they are relying on the body's cellular division to actually heal the tissue. Divine healing, however, is presented as transcending those natural laws altogether.
Because it's coming from outside the system.
Yes, because it is the direct, unmediated work.